The gentleman thief.
You shan't catch me.
His thefts were an interpretive dance. The cops only had a chance because he always left a half-decent bottle of wine at the crime scene, so they knew he'd been. And not any old drain water either. He went for the second or third cheapest, like a gent. Yet they never worked out who he was. The problem was, no one pressed charges. Why? His polite style, to be honest. Cops were done up like kippers because he popped on his slippers when he robbed, and the only things he stole people wouldn't miss, like a CD or a tea towel. Like a night owl, he slipped in at his peak hour as usual, about 3 a.m. The city slept and he crept in, popped on his slippers to get maximum silence and to prevent mucky carpets. But that night, lights came on. What's this? Some wine? It's you, said Jess.
I'm afraid you're right. 'Tis I, the gentleman thief. Sorry for waking you.
Neither of them knew what to do, so they shared the wine and their lives. Change your ways, son, was the message. The law never won, but his stealing days were done. How come?
It's hard to be happy of heart as a thief. All those CDs, but to quit's a relief. And that feeling Jess cared means that all our wine's shared.